Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The
erection. So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. Wow, I'm loud. Hold on one second. Blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for a little while. We got all kinds of shit to talk about. Thanks for joining us on our social media at Crab Diving. I think I did that. Buy shit through our Amazon link. It helps us out here. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit, we get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
And strike and strike and strike and strike.
Just helps us out here.
Yay.
And I think that's it. I'm going to adjust my level one more time. Say hello to Ryan Pfeiffer.
And say hello to Patrick Vile. You know, this pandemic is really pissing me off, man. I mean, it's still going. I mean, fuck.
That's it? You've had it?
Yeah, really. I mean, you know, I've had it at these fucking rednecks.
Well,
I mean, it's the people unvaccinated. It's the problem. And we can't say that because we have to be nice to people that haven't gotten the fucking shot yet.
Who said we have to?
Oh, are there little fucking snowflake bitches?
Well, yeah, who cares?
I'm vaccine hesitant. Okay,
who
dumb fuck.
Shit? Well, then you're dumb.
Yeah. And you're ruining it.
Then get educated. Find out how to make yourself non-hesitant.
You know, I wish there was a way that hesitant. Those people wouldn't affect us, but they do. And they're the reason a lot of shit is going to have to shut the fuck down. God damn it, motherfuckers. Jesus, it fucking sucks. It's like, we didn't learn anything. My God, I'm saying the same shit you say every day at the fucking show. Hi, America doesn't learn anything. We're really fucking stupid. Pow, 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 pow. That's us.
Yeah, don't take my guns.
Hey, man. Yeah, you can't shoot coronavirus, fuck nuts. Anybody ever tell you that? You can't shoot it.
I refuse to take any unproven drug into my body, that vaccine. I'm going to stick with hydroxychloroquine and what's the other fucking one? Ivermectin.
Ivermectin.
The horse dewormer.
These are the people that will eat beef jerky from a gas station. You're worried about what's in the fucking vaccine? Are you kidding me? Just take it.
Wait, I've eaten beef jerky from a
gas.
The packaged kind,
oh,
right?
Yes.
Not the local brand.
Custom.
I wouldn't. Well, I've never done that.
You want some jerky?
Pull over at some
you got
truck
vaccine.
Stop in Alabama. What kind of jerky are you getting?
You got your vaccine, right? Right.
For COVID.
And you eat jerky.
And tetanus.
And you eat jerky, right? Those two things.
Well, yeah, okay.
You know, but there's some people out there that'll eat jerky, but no vaccine.
I shouldn't eat jerky.
Right.
I saw something about some the remarkable strides they're making in this plant-based meat type stuff.
Oh, okay.
And how, like, one of the ultimate is bacon, you know, trying to get anything to remotely get close to bacon.
Growing bacon.
And I don't know, I saw a recipe, so it's interesting.
If we had
it's pretty good.
If we had a meat plant, how would we keep the animals off of it. Like the dog would love it. You know what I mean? If we had a plant that sprouted bacon.
Well, but
how
that's
would we...
not how it works. You blend together a whole bunch of plants.
Yes.
And then add spices and stuff.
Right.
To recreate the essence of the meat and the bacon and stuff like that.
It's not enough that we need to save the environment, but we have to make it okay. It's like, we can't give up bacon, so we better make something that tastes just like bacon. And until we
hey,
do...
Hey, stop. I can't stop
fuck it.
It.
You know, we're all... What do we get? Bacon is not...
She's right behind me with the new setup here in the office / studio.
Yep.
And as she was barking, usually she would bark. It sounded in the background, but I'm watching my level spike when she's barking. So obviously those are some pretty...
You're projecting well, dog.
The audience gets to hear her better this time.
Yay. Send us money.
Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Let's see. That's not shutting the fuck up. Let's see what's going on in the world. Over to the commie pinko liberal. HuffPo. Oh, this made the headlines. This is, it's horrible, but it's good that it made the headlines. I pulled the story anyway for an outrage section later.
Right.
Shock footage shows brutal cop assault. Another one.
God damn. Listen, we're gonna reform these fascists.
Of course, this happened a couple years ago because the fucking Louisiana State Police sat on it.
Yeah, they buried it.
Graphic body camera video kept secret for more than 2 years shows a Louisiana State Police trooper pummeling a black motorist 18 times with a flashlight.
Fuck these fucking cops. Fuck these cops. What are we doing? Oh, my God. All these they're just beating people.
The troopers defended his brutal assault, said it was pain compliance.
What in the fuck does that fucking mean?
What a terrifying word that is. Pain. You force them to comply by inflicting pain.
You know.
Meanwhile, the guy was not resisting.
God damn. I see these cops out and about, all smiling, happy, walking around. They don't give a fuck. They don't care about all this pain they're causing. Their very presence is fucking this country up. There's too many cops.
Aaron Larry Bowman, the victim, can be heard screaming between blows on the footage. The May 2019 beating following a traffic stop left him with a broken jaw, 3 broken ribs, a broken wrist, and a gash in his head required 6 staples to close.
I do believe this is something we can fucking de-fucking fund. I do think we can do without this shit. Can we all just say we can do without these fascist fucking thugs? God.
This encounter came less than 3 weeks after troopers... This was 2 years ago, by the way. After troopers... from the same embattled agency, punched, stunned, and dragged another black motorist, Ronald Green, before he died in police custody on a rural roadside in northeast Louisiana. Video of Green's death similarly remained under wraps before Associated Press obtained and published it earlier this year. Now I think they're looking into that.
Jesus, how horrible.
But they sat on it for 2 years.
Yeah, hey man, we can trust the police. What do they do? Do they police themselves? Like when something like
right,
this
yeah.
happens, that we
did.
Just...
We policed ourselves, and we're not going to release that footage.
Oh, yes. Good plan, guys. We'll just continue to let these fucknuts police themselves. It's great. Fucking Nazis.
Federal prosecutors are examining both cases in a widening investigation into police brutality and potential cover-ups involving both troopers and state police brass.
Potential cover-ups? This was 2 years ago. I mean, of course, there's cover-ups.
State police didn't investigate the attack on Bowman until 536 days after it occurred, even though it was captured on body camera, and only did so weeks after Bowman brought a civil lawsuit.
Jesus Christ, our government barely gives a fuck to do anything to protect us from these motherfucking cops. How many days? 500 and some odd days? Are you kidding me? Oh my God.
And one of the things these, I know I talk about these First Amendment auditors, and many of them are fucking assholes, yes. But the good ones, and the point that many of them expose a lot is how the cops also what they do with these complaints too.
Yeah.
And
do they file them?
They make them go away. There's all these little, you know, I can't tell you how many of these I've watched, like in rural Alabama or Georgia or Florida or Texas. And these First Amendment auditors get themselves detained or roughed up or arrested or whatever. And then they demand all the body camera and stuff like that, if they even fucking have it. Or they go right the next day or that day to the police station and to file a complaint.
Yeah.
And so many times it's like, they have no idea what? What do you mean? Do you have forms? No, we don't have forms. You just tell me.
They don't even know how to file a complaint.
Well, they don't have them. Some of these sheriffs are just out of control, little fiefdoms. And it's like, well, you complain? Yeah, you register that with me.
That's why Black Lives Matter, because black people, this is how they deal with the cops. These are the cops for black people, right?
We'll look right into that.
Yeah. You mean white people don't have this shit.
And that's where I'll give it a little bit more to the Brits, because the ones I watch, the audits from across the pond are...
Hello?
More amenable to... I mean, they follow the rules.
Yeah.
They may be dickish about it, or they're unfailingly polite while they're violating your rights.
Yeah.
But the process for filing complaints is very bureaucratically mandated. You know, you go. They have a form. You go to this person. You go to this person. Then there's this review board. Then there's blah 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 blah.
As opposed to here, is immediately it's intimidation. Well, it's intimidation. Different. Lie to you. So you don't even understand your rights.
It's different in every place. You can file it online.
God.
Oh, okay.
The thing is, I think in this country, we don't have the will to do anything about the cops right now. That's just not there. The middle class doesn't want to really fucking do shit. If they wanted to do something, then they would be doing something, but they're not.
What is this? Oh, okay. I got my sound effects working, but oddly when they transferred over, some of them the names changed or something. Yeah. It's all very strange. But anyway,
right.
So I'm not really sure what some of these fucking things are now.
Fire the intern.
Like my splurt when I can't. Ooh. My favorite.
Your splurt.
My favorite. Sound effect that I use that
you can't find
is
it.
Is the bedrock of my comedy. Jesus. On the show. It's all
the
I do.
Squirt's gone?
Funny. It's in here somewhere.
Oh my
God. I just have to find exactly what it's been renamed to and fix it.
Revolves around squirt.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo. Oh, wait.
There we go. So basically.
We're back. It's all good.
All these cops are still doing all this bad shit. We're just like, okay, shit.
He was pulled over this cop, Jacob Brown's his name. He's white.
Yeah.
They say the state police even released a statement saying that this cop engaged in excessive and unjustifiable actions.
Yay.
Failed to report the use of force to his supervisors. He put a man in the hospital with a broken jaw, 6 staples in his head, a broken wrist, and broken ribs, and he didn't report a use of force?
You know, it's so funny the restraint our country has with these cops. We exercise such fucking restraint. I mean, when you have something like this, don't you think you should really widen the scope and look at the whole police department where people are, you know, getting killed? And maybe you think, geez, maybe this whole department's the problem and we need to get rid of it. Don't you think like a fucking, I don't know, all these abuse cases.
So, this asshole, said, he intentionally mislabeled his body camera video.
Oh, okay. So obstructing justice?
We can't find it.
Oh, God.
So now, Aside, he's being investigated federally, but he already faces state charges of second degree. Will you?
God, how many times has this motherfucker pulled somebody over and ruined their fucking life? How many fucking times?
Faces state charges of second degree battery and malfeasance. That's interesting.
Ooh.
In the beating. He also faces state charges in two other violent arrests of black motorists, including one he boasted about last year in a group chat with other troopers.
Why didn't they turn him in?
Saying the suspect is, quote, gonna be sore, and it warms my heart knowing we could educate that young man.
This is who they are. These sadistic motherfuckers. These are Republicans. These are Trumpists. These are Proud Boys. They're all the same. They're all the same violent fucks. They're idiots. I mean, what is... Who is this person? This is a cop? We can do without this guy. I don't think we need him.
On the night Mr. Bowman was pulled over for the traffic violation, Brown came upon the scene. This is the deputy. After deputies had forcibly removed Bowman from his vehicle and taken him to the ground, the trooper later told investigators he was in the area and was trying to get involved.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He was in the area, so he decided to come over and rough up some black dude. Wielding an 8-inch aluminum flashlight reinforced with a pointed end to shatter car glass, Brown jumped out of his state police vehicle and began bashing Bowman on his head and body within 2 seconds of initial contact, unleashing 18 strikes in 24 seconds, detectives wrote in an investigative report. Give me your fucking hands, the trooper shouted. I ain't messing with you.
So he gave the guy 2 seconds, and then he started to beat him to death with his fucking flashlight.
Bowman tried to explain several times he was a dialysis patient, had done nothing wrong, and wasn't resisting. I'm not fighting you, you're fighting me. Brown responded, shut the fuck up, you ain't listening.
Oof, man. You know what? Everyone, you listen to this shit, imagine this is happening to someone you're related to, and that's how you feel about this shit. Fuck these motherfuckers. These fascist little fuckheads.
Later, moaning on the ground, I'm bleeding, he said. They hit me in the head with a flashlight. Brown later said Bowman struck a deputy and that the blows were pain compliance intended to get Bowman into handcuffs. Investigators who reviewed Brown's video months after the fact determined his use of force was not reasonable nor necessary.
Pain compliance, huh, fuckhead? Why don't you have some pain compliance, you little bitch? My God, fuck these cops. Jesus. This is crazy. So the guy jumps out of the car, gives him 2 whole seconds, and then pow, 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 beating the shit out of him. Oh, my God. Train these cops
Bowman,
to do anything?
Not very long.
God damn,
Bowman,
you fucking
denied hitting anyone pigs. And has not seen in the video being violent with any officers. He still faces a list of charges, including battery of a police officer, resisting an officer, and the traffic violation for which he was initially stopped, lane usage.
Improper lane usage! Bam, 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 motherfuckers! What the fuck?
the cop not only failed to report his use of force, but mislabeled his footage as, quote, citizen encounter in what investigators called an intentional attempt to hide the video from any administrative review.
Well, maybe you little fucking cops can find it in your, I don't know, deep in your, whatever you have inside of you, to fire this motherfucker.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone? Oh, wow.
Well, he resigned.
Oh, he resigned. They let him resign, and they didn't fire him.
I mean,
they beat the shit out of the
fucking
guy.
He resigns before they can fire him. There's nothing they can do about
God.
That.
God. Rotten, non-existent hell, motherfuckers. Jesus.
The defense attorney said he was initially told there was no body camera video.
But it was mislabeled, right?
Yeah.
So you couldn't find it.
And it exists.
My knowledge of the law is Sam Waterston in Law and Order, right? So, but isn't that like, but he's good.
I've never seen it. Law and Order.
Dude.
I'm sorry.
You want to learn the law. Watch that show. Wait. So this guy. So the cop is fired, or he resigned.
Yeah.
Okay.
The ACLU of Louisiana said the video was further impetus for federal authorities to conduct a so-called pattern and practice investigation of the state police of Louisiana.
There you go. That needs to happen. That didn't that happen in Missouri?
Well, that was town police.
Yeah, yeah.
This is, they're talking the whole state police. Robert Tew, T-E-W, the district attorney in Monroe, Louisiana.
Uh-oh. Is this guy okay?
Declined to discuss Brown's case or anything to do with state police.
Why not?
We'll see what the DOJ has to do, he says.
Damn, think about this. It's so bad. Someone at the DOJ said they need to look at the whole Louisiana State Police Department.
But the district attorney in Monroe, Louisiana, you know,
oh yes,
he's right there in the pipeline of let's just bag and tag the brown ones.
Oh, yes. It's the good old boys, let's suck each other off thing, right? The thin blue line fucking bullshit. Oh, God. Fuck these fucking pigs, man. So. I mean, my God. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be... What? How are we supposed to feel about these people? I'm confused. I just don't know.
Community, justice, crazy. And the public health approach. God. And building.
I mean, oops.
I don't know what that is.
I mean, it just kind of tells you what's going on in Louisiana.
Yeah. Racism.
Gosh, I wonder why they don't want to have body cams.
Well, they don't want any golly accountability. Gee. Imagine these poor cops. All of a sudden, they wake up one day and like, damn. Shit, we can't be racist, and now I got these body cams. What the fuck? How do I rape and pillage? You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out, you fucks.
What is this? Theme song is all it says. What do you think it's the theme song from?
Oh, damn.
That I've played. Gilligan's Island, maybe?
MacGyver. No. A British show.
Oh, Jaws.
Oh, okay. Wow. Was that John Williams?
Yeah, I think so.
What a great movie. Did you see that?
It's not supposed to be in there. What is that? Oh, my God. Taps.
That's for Rush Limbaugh.
No, it's not. Wait. That's for Rush
Limbaugh. How's it going, motherfucker?
America's new transvestite army.
Yay.
Here's Rick Wiles.
Oh, yes. The anti-Semitic motherfucker.
Oh, I didn't know I had that.
That's a chainsaw. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
The suspense.
Right.
Over to the Drudge Report. Ooh, in red. Pentagon orders troops to get vaxxed. Oh, the tyranny. Oh, the freedom.
I mean, yeah, no shit. How about all the corona on that aircraft carrier and another boat? The Coast Guard got some corona during this whole pandemic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seems like a
and they've
thing.
Had they've had their first death from the cruise ships.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I forgot about that. I mean, who's doing that? Who's doing that?
People.
I don't even know.
People like cruising.
You know, I don't
please
know.
Please clap.
Yes, clap, everyone. I've been cruising, and it's beautiful looking out of the boat from, like, adult areas, you know, like, where kids aren't allowed. Because the kids on the Carnival Cruise Line, they're just everywhere.
What a nightmare.
Dude, and they're just everywhere. They're slathering. They're
I mean, I don't
licking.
Hate. I don't even hate kids. No, I don't but either, Jesus, but... I don't want to go have a...
No.
I mean, why does everything have to be Disney-fied? Why aren't there things that adults can do? There are adult cruises, but not...
There are.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I don't know about the cruise thing, because honestly, what puts me off of it is when on the way back. Again, I know I've talked about this before, but Jesus Christ... Just find, if you're going to go on a cruise, find something to take that will make you go to sleep on the way back. Because these heartless fuckers go so fast. See, like, all these rednecks going to eat us out of profit. Let's get back to port. Meanwhile, everybody's getting chlamydia or corona. Ugh, God damn.
Corona.
What a nightmare, man. Cruise industry. God. Fucking idiots. Why are we doing cruises right now?
The
honestly, is New Zealand, are they doing cruises?
I don't think so. I thought there were some countries recently in the Caribbean I read that are like, you guys are crazy, we don't want your ships here.
Oh yeah, they told Florida, you can't come here unless everybody's vaccinated. Something like that. Yeah, fucking yeah, boat, yeah. You wackos. And that's the thing. I mean, if I was Biden, I would be talking to the, I assume Biden has a team looking into this pandemic. I would say, hey team, are we doing what the fuckers in New Zealand are doing? Because they're winning and we're losing. Why don't we do what they're doing?
Right.
Did they have cruises? No. That's right, buddy.
She's been a pain in the ass. She doesn't like the standing thing. I think
it worries her.
Well, whenever I'm either working on this computer or playing a game on this computer, it's the gaming computer. She does this. That's when she'll go and grab a toy and poke me in the back of the legs with it. Like, hey, if you've got enough energy to stand up and do that, human, you should be playing with me.
She thinks that food is coming from you all the time. That's what's going on right now.
But it
she
doesn't.
Keeps staring at you.
It's not.
Yeah, right it now doesn't. It's food though.
Well,
right?
I know because she's used to getting her the Kong toy and a second treat,
she
but
hungry?
She hasn't gotten a second treat yet. That's what it is.
Is she hungry?
She's calling her agent. She's yelling in the background.
She's starving.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yay.
We've got on this hump day.
Right.
The, I guess they've gotten another, you know, so the loonies on the right, of course, are giddy.
Yes.
Because they've, there's been a classified report.
Right.
That Biden got from the intelligence community that they say essentially was inconclusive about the origins of the novel coronavirus. Damn it! See, it proves that the Chinese did it on purpose!
Fuck you, motherfucker!
No, it's inconclusive.
Inconclusive.
Including whether the pathogen jumped from animal to human as part of a natural process or escaped from a lab in central China.
Oh, but okay, let's for a second.
We don't know yet.
Well, if it did escape from a lab from China, my thing is, what fucking motherfucking fucking difference does it motherfucking make?
Well,
we still have it,
then
right?
We would suggest that China maybe, you know, close the windows or something.
Yeah, that would be nice.
In the Wuhan lab.
But that doesn't change how we approach. We find out, let's say China, I don't even want to say it because then people will say like I'm spreading lies about this pandemic. But let's say China did it, whatever the fuck that means for these maggots. Does that mean they'll immediately stop getting vaccinated and won't wear masks anymore? Or won't wear masks, continue to not wear masks?
No.
So I'm justified. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah. These people don't make any sense. They're fucking illogical. They're not rational. They're angry pants.
And yeah, so now the Pentagon has ordered that military troops must immediately begin to get the vaccine.
Yes, of course, of fucking course.
Ordering the service leaders to, quote, impose ambitious timelines for implementation.
What is everyone's problem? At crab diving, were on list to get the vaccine. You know, we wanted the vaccine. More than anything, we wanted the vaccine. And when it was available, when we could get it, we went and got the motherfucking vaccine.
Right.
Why are we so stupid? Why are we so stupid? Tell me.
We got it early, legally.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But early, because
early was, and legally.
Because the dummies here,
they didn't want it,
weren't getting vaccinated, so it was going to spoil. So we were on a spoilage list.
Can you imagine? We got through a whole fucking pandemic. We're still in the pandemic. We were on the spoilage list.
Do you think ours is just as good, even though it's just about to spoil?
Yes. Yes. Fucking better be, goddammit. Listen, man, I mean, we went through a whole fucking pandemic. All those fucking people are dead. So many people are dead. And then we get the vaccine.
Yes.
And not everybody. People should be clawing each other, walking over each other to get the vaccine. They should get the fuck out of my way. I want the shot. No, I want the shot. There should be fist fights for the shot. But nobody wants a shot. It's, I don't understand us. I mean, I'm glad there's not violence over getting the shots. But I thought, God, I really thought there would be a mad dash to get shots, dude. I've been wrong about everything. I thought Trump was going to lose in 2016. And I thought when that vaccine came out, every dumb fucking piece of shit redneck from Milton, Florida would be like, hell yeah, motherfucker, shoot me up. I don't want to die. But that's not what happened. They don't care.
The more than 800,000 service members have yet to get their shots.
Get your fucking shots, guys.
And now that the Pfizer vaccine has received full approval from the FDA, the Defense Department is adding it to the list of required shots troops must get as part of their military service. See, this is the thing. See, a lot of these idiots were like, I'm not taking it until it's fully, really, fully, totally approved by the FDA. Well, now it is. And now they're like, we don't trust we don't trust Biden's FDA. Even though they were trusting Trump's FDA to emergency authorize these.
Yes. Trump's FDA or whatever Trump wanted. He wanted you to put a light bulb right up your asshole and then swallow bleach. He said that. Can't we put a light up our buttholes? I mean, on TV, to
not,
Deb.
Not literally, but yes.
Deb, have you ever thought about drinking bleach?
Yeah. Maybe there's something you could do about that. Maybe,
you know, Deb was, have you read any accounts of her taking in that information on live on TV? She talks about she felt very horrible and didn't know what to do. I mean, she should have said, Mr. President, you're out of your fucking mind. You're insane. Are you fucking crazy, you motherfucker? You can't buy Greenland.
Maybe we could trade Puerto Rico for it.
Puerto Rico, I'm going to nuke this storm.
All those Mexicans down there.
I'm going to rape somebody in a dressing room, okay?
Elsewhere in the COVID, we still got the COVID, as we've mentioned.
Good. Keep on drooling.
They may actually bump up the time period.
Good news, guys!
Between getting your last shot of the two that you get initially,
yes,
and a booster, they were initially saying 8 months. Now they're saying, well, maybe 6.
Oh, good. That's great news. That means we get it sooner.
That would be next month for us.
And since we're ahead of the curve and not a lot of people got it here, that means we get the booster first. First,
but
bitches.
They've got to approve it first. Federal regulators are likely to approve a COVID-19 booster shot for vaccinated adults starting at least 6 months after the previous dose rather than the 8-month gap they had previously announced.
Yay!
The Biden administration is stepping up preparations for delivering boosters to the public.
Okay, we need a whole bunch of these. How many do you want? We want how many vaccines do you want? We're a podcast. We're a podcast spreading truth. So we're necessary. So send us the fucking shots. Okay? Send crab diving the motherfucking shots.
Well, I mean,
I'll send you a list.
With compromised immune systems should get them first. But there's plenty. We're not worried. Right. We're not worried about the supply. Data from vaccine manufacturers in other countries under review by the Food and Drug Administration is based on boosters being given at 6 months. The person said approval for boosters for all three COVID-19 shots being administered in the U.S. is expected in mid-September, so in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Cool,
man.
The Pfizer, Moderna, J&J. The Biden administration and companies have said there should be enough supply for boosters that they plan to begin distributing more widely on September 20th. That's perfect, right before we're due to get ours.
Okay.
The U.S. has purchased a combined 1 billion with a B doses from Pfizer and Moderna.
You know, I think...
And they say you should probably stick to the shot you got.
Give me all of them.
Like, don't...
I want all of them.
Like, don't go... No, don't go get... If you got the Moderna, stick with the Moderna booster. If you
We've
got the
done
Pfizer,
the right
stick
thing
with the
throughout
Pfizer
this whole
booster.
Pandemic. I want all the shots.
Well, that would be the wrong
all
thing.
All the
then.
Shots!
Then you wouldn't be doing the right thing anymore.
That's right. Okay.
It should be pretty soon, by the way, that Moderna gets its full approval. It says it just completed filing.
Yay.
J&J said they plan to file later this year.
Okay, whenever you get around to it, motherfuckers.
For
I
full
mean,
approval.
Jesus Christ, why are you waiting? We're filing a little later. We've got some things to take care of. We're working on this boosters. Are you working on it as fast as you fucking can? We're going to file a little later this year. Hire a third shift of motherfuckers at the CDC. Crank them out earlier.
Federal officials last week recommended adults who received 2-dose regimen of mRNA vaccines begin receiving booster shots in September.
God, I mean, you know, I'm worried. Are people still worried about the 5G chip, or is the variant making everything real? And now these motherfuckers just want their vaccine so they don't die. God, what? That's crazy.
The hardcore.
Yeah, they don't know.
I was taking a sip of tea, but the hardcore, the hardcore lunatics, I think, are
in it to win.
Well,
it.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Does Mike Lindell have his vaccination? His vaccine? Yeah.
I'll bet Mike Lindell has the vaccine.
Yeah, I bet so too.
Yeah. God. I don't know. Is coke and meth addiction a pre-existing condition?
Yes. You know what kills me? If you sat down and you played a, like, I don't know, 2015, something like that, and you played a clip of Mike Lindell, his infomercial, and you told me this guy is trying, will try to overthrow the government in 2021, I don't know what I would say to you. I don't know.
What is that?
Be sure to register your copy of Sat.
Oh, look at that. That's the one of the sound effects they put in with the software. Be sure to register your copy of the software.
Fuck you, pay me. Oh my God, I watched that Alec Baldwin, his speech at Glenn Ross. You know, what is that?
It's a saw? Oh, that's a shoot. I'm going to have to relabel that. Right. God, I don't know what that's shoot. Okay. That's a speed bag. I gotta rename all
that
cows. I saw fingers.
I can do that.
I saw fingers.
Whatever it says, you can.
What is?
I saw fingers.
I feel fingers.
Oh, that's Ben Carson saying he feels fingers in his head. Do you remember when he said that's how he?
Yes.
He didn't study at all for his final, some final in medical school.
Oh, his chemistry final.
Chemistry final, and
God helped him, right?
He went and and then he felt fingers in his head. Ooh, I didn't even know I still had that.
I feel fingers.
God, it's amazing. It's good that our brains are in our skull, or else God could be reaching through your asshole to find your medulla oblongata.
Can do anything, right?
Sure.
Due to technical difficulties, rejoin your crab diving already in progress.
Oh, that's what I put in when
is that you?
When the enhanced.
That sounds good.
That's enhanced. Nice. Enhanced. I can't claim credit for that. I mean, I did due to technical difficulties.
Yeah,
I did go about that low.
Right.
But then added all the other stuff.
Did you bring condoms?
There you go.
Did you bring condoms?
Ooh.
Jesus.
The record,
you know,
I had all the Alex Jones ones worked.
Oh, yeah. We have broken their back!
Jeez. I really think Florida needs, I was thinking about what Florida needs today. And do we think Alec Baldwin is reformed on all his homophobia? Because in the past he has used the F word, correct?
Okay.
God, that is an amazing okay. That's an amazing okay. The guy just
said to his 13-year-old daughter,
"You are a rude, thoughtless little pig." Okay.
Okay.
We understand.
Don't you agree?
Okay.
Of course you agree.
I don't know. Sometimes I think Alec Baldwin should. I mean,
I don't think he should run. He's got anger issues.
Of course, it's Florida. He should have anger issues. What's my name? What's my name? Fuck you. That's my name. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we need in Florida.
Closers.
Brass balls.
We've got elsewhere in the news. Oh, yes. This is kind of fun. You know who got arrested?
Bieber.
In regards to the January 6th stuff.
Okay. Bieber.
Owen Schroyer, the InfoWars.
Oh, okay.
Toady of Alex Jones, who he has his own show now, but he's the guy that we played the clip of the little girl.
Oh, yes.
That he walked up to and said, "Excuse me, sir." It was at some liberal protest. And he said, "Excuse me, sir." It was obviously a girl, but he was being a dick.
Yeah, yeah.
"Excuse me, sir. What are your opinions?" She just looks at him and she goes, "You're a fucking idiot." And then he goes instant pearl clutching. Oh, a little girl, you talk to your mother like that? Yeah, she taught me how. Something like that, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he and Alex got a good 20 minutes out of it the next day because they were talking about the liberal decay of society. Because look at this little girl speaking that way to an adult man.
Jeez. And we obviously misunderstood because I know that I thought that the little girl owned that little Info Warriors fuckhead.
Oh, she did.
She owned him.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. You're owned by children. Not to you know, to negate how smart that little girl is, but you're a journalist getting, you guys are getting owned by children. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck. Info Warrior. So dumb. Go fuck yourself.
But yeah, and then he made a spectacular squeal about it.
Yes.
Let me see. I think I have it.
Oh, yeah.
I have to walk over there and press the button.
How are you, young man?
You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
How are you, young man? I mean, it's obviously a girl.
Right.
How are you, young man?
Yeah, so this guy's, I don't know, what's his point by misgendering there, obviously, or just being a dickhead?
Yeah. It was, like I said, it was some... You know, pro decency event, I'm sure, of some kind.
Who would want, you know, imagine having a child and then somebody from Info Warriors waddling up to your child to interview them. I would be like, get the fuck away, you wacko. I mean, do we want Info Warriors around children? I mean, do we? These people are fucking crazy. They want to see Valhalla or whatever the fuck Alex Jones wants.
Let me see if we...
Any of these lunatics.
Let me see if there's a better, a longer version of it here.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot.
How are you, young man?
You're an idiot.
Wow, who taught you that language?
My mother.
So your mother taught you that foul language?
In the car.
And why am I an idiot? Oh, wow. Oh,
and then she just flipped off the camera and walked away.
Hell yes.
And this is him. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Oh,
hey.
Oh, Lord.
She summed you up perfectly. You're a fucking idiot.
I see pink hats. This must have been a...
the women's march.
Some kind of women's march, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know of the, but a...
Right.
How are you, young man? You're a fucking idiot. Wow, who taught you that language? Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. That is... Oh, my God. So there you go.
Nice.
We're all for the...
The Info Wars.
Treating of people like that.
Oh, yeah.
What
is it about some of these right-wing nutjob pundits that they like? It's like they're not just interviewing people. Sometimes they're like, I don't know, being passive aggressive or picking on them. Like when, you know, Jesse Waters, you remember him? He's the guy from Fox. Yeah, yeah. He's a total piece
of... He's got his own show now.
Pile of, you know, yak goo.
He's one of their top comedians.
Oh my God. Remember when he interviewed those people in Chinatown and he was just making fun of their accents and stuff, these old Chinese people? I mean, making fun of the way they speak. Why is that a theme with these right-wing nut jobs? What's wrong with them? Are they just hateful?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And dumb, and you know, think he approaches a kid, thinks he can punch down, that's what they are. They're bullies.
Brian Williams would never do that. Brian Williams would never be like, you know what, guys? We're going to go on this. We're going to do a special day. We're going to go to Chinatown and make fun of the way old Chinese people right, speak.
I'm going to play that in the background when a Chinese person doesn't speak English.
Lots of gongs. I mean, God.
It's hard-hitting conservative comedy.
I mean, we got like one side of the planet of our country is like people from the fucking 50s. They got politics that are set in the 50s.
Yeah, that's generous. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is it? I'm at the 1850s.
There you go.
That's better. Pre-penicillin, I think.
Got a little fly in here. What? There's a wee fly in here, Florida.
Great. That's climate change.
What, the little fly?
Oh, yeah, man. Sure, like more bugs. The temperature goes up. We get more swampy, watery areas. We get more mosquitoes. We get closer to our end time event.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yes.
We're fucked.
Unless we all start using solar energy, right, and recycling cans.
Yeah, sure.
They canceled the recycling program here.
I don't think so. Do you?
They did.
They just sent out something recently that was crowing about how many recyclables they've separated this last year or something.
Oh, really? Okay. So. I remember them complaining. They were complaining that they couldn't do recycling because people were putting things in those bins that were impossible to recycle, like vibrators. Do you remember that story?
No.
There's a person at like the Pensacola recycling center, and she's complaining. She's like, look at all this shit you're sending me. She's like, we can't recycle sex toys.
Why can't you recycle the electronics in a dildo?
I don't know. Something about...
Why can't you melt the plastic down in a dildo? I think that'll kill any buggies that may...
I don't think it's the buggies. I think it's the form the plastic's in. Like, I don't know.
I see.
I don't know the science
Only
behind...
Only certain plastics are recyclable.
Yeah.
I get it.
I mean, yeah.
So that giant box of dildos that got sent to...
Doug
Underhill, the county commissioner here that one time. He made national news by squealing about it.
The thing about Florida is if you make national news, it's because, well, the pandemic, usually, you know, or something racist or alligators or sharks, really.
We have a follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
Yesterday, go to crabdiving.com or your favorite podcasting application. We talked about how OnlyFans.
Yes.
Had... after having told people no more porn for you, which is the bedrock upon which OnlyFans was built, they faced massive backlash. And then yesterday we heard the CEO came out and say, it's not my fault. It's the banks. The banks won't. The banks are being dicks. We would totally let all the boobs and dicks back on.
What is their plan? Are they going to be like Netflix or something?
Well, they have today announced that they are doing a 180 and will not be banning pornography on the site.
Pornography shall remain on OnlyFans. We did this story. What was the impetus for them to do this?
Well, they say it's the banks. They say that they felt that the banks, there were certain banks that were hesitant to work with them or do payouts or whatever.
Is OnlyFans, are they publicly traded?
I don't know.
Are they on the NASDAQ or anything? You know, I this seems like a good move. If you were the CEO, what you do of OnlyFans, you come out there and you say, all this porn that you love that you're getting, it's going away. And then there's this massive eruption and people are like, OnlyFans, OnlyFans, OnlyFans. And you say, you know what? We were wrong. But then he got all this publicity, right? Is that what's going on?
I mean, I guess. But they say that they on social media, they posted early this morning saying that the plan has been suspended. Thank you, everyone, for making your voices heard.
Hey, bring me back my nipples, motherfucker. I want to look at these nipples.
Thanks, everyone, for making your voices heard. We have secured assurances necessary to support our diverse creator community and have suspended the planned October 1st policy change.
Listen.
OnlyFans stands for inclusion, and we will continue to provide a home for all creators.
OnlyFans and musical. Hey, listen, I mean... We're barely getting through this pandemic. Are we getting through it? I don't know.
My titty back, titty back, titty back, titty back, titty back.
But don't you think this is one of the things getting people through? And you can't take it away.
Why
don't you just take away alcohol?
Well, and this is one of the few platforms that maybe people are able to make a living without being exploited.
Absolutely.
You know, outside of if you would consider being a sex worker exploitation, but I mean, they're doing it from the safety of their own domicile.
That's right, Pat.
And getting paid for it. I you know.
Where's the crab diving OF site? Are we going to do one? Mm-hmm. Just have the dog. We just have the dog on there.
Oh, okay.
You know, you want to be on OnlyFans?
You want to be on OnlyFans?
Hey, Shelby, you want to be on OnlyFans?
There were dogs on their dog accounts. Remember when we were looking at OnlyFans on the show that one time?
Jeez.
There were dog accounts?
I mean, how do you make money? It's like, you put like hot pictures of a dog, of your dog up there?
Yeah, you get to sit and.
So stupid.
You watch the dog for.
Here's my hamster.
So there you go. Changing their minds.
Right.
But now I saw another story that said that a bunch of the creators are already like, fuck you. We're, you know, I've already forgotten the name, but it was like the number two on the list of where to go. And now everybody was like, we're going there. Bye.
Yeah. They might do it again.
And that's what they're saying. Yeah. They don't trust that. They don't trust him now.
Shelby, I don't want you to go on OnlyFans. I don't think that's the right move for your career right now. I just don't. What do you think?
You don't think since the dog is.
What kind of pick? I mean, you know, well, I guess we have to work on a portfolio for the dog. I mean, this might be a good pivot. Shit, I mean, you know, the dog on OnlyFans.
OnlyFans creators are speaking out. One, following the announcement, model and life coach Courtney Tilia.
Yes.
As well as husband and wife duo Chris and Crystal Jackson.
Hi, I'm Chris. I'm Crystal.
Spoke. Tilia is a former teacher, mom of four, says she's been making a six-figure salary on OnlyFans.
Bam, motherfuckers.
She
wow.
She said this reversal made her lose trust.
Right.
Why is it a change now? Why is the banking issue suddenly okay? She's got a point. 24 hours later, suddenly the banking issue is okay.
They're getting jerked around. They're jerking you around. This is a shitty tactic, or maybe it's a misfire. I can't imagine.
Some greedy assholes thought, oh, we're going to be bigger than Patreon. We're going to be the new Patreon. We're going to be able to clean it up.
But weren't they making lots of money anyway?
Well, yeah.
What is wrong?
So does Pornhub. Tons of money. Yeah.
Yes. It's not like, God. You know, it's just this country. We don't want to wear masks, but we want to take away OnlyFans. I don't know. What do we want from people?
She said, what happened initially, we felt like our content, our platform was taken overnight. We were going to lose everything. So what is he putting in place to ensure that they're protecting sex workers and our content is protected? It's like a relationship. You've done something to lose our trust. What are you going to do? She says.
Right. Well, I mean.
Crystal and Chris, who also make a six-figure salary on the platform.
Okay.
Say they've had a positive relationship with OnlyFans management and wouldn't have been affected by the policy change because their content is not X-rated.
Wow, so they would have floated to the top.
What did Crystal and Chris do that people watch that they're making?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. They do life coachy things? I mean, I don't think it's all porn. I think you can like learn how to play tennis and shit on there, can't you? Or is it...
You know, oh, my right? God. They're making six figures a month.
Damn. What the fuck? Fuck. God. What? Now all of a sudden, I'm questioning everything I'm doing right now. This is stupid. Six figures a month. That's a lot of money. Wow.
She doesn't do... Crystal, she goes by the name Mrs. Poindexter on the channel.
Yay.
Says there's... She has images of her in sexy clothes, heels, and stockings, along with sensual stories from her past. No porn.
Wow. Sensual stories from her past.
She describes herself as being a modest and reserved real neighbor mom.
Yes.
Oh, my God. In February, they were bringing in 150 grand a month. And then by August, they were making 500 grand a month.
Jesus Christ. 500 grand a month.
They didn't expect to be negatively affected because their posts resemble modern Playboy images with no nudity.
Yay. Okay. 500 grand a month. Jesus. That's a lot of money. Good job.
Man.
Wow, I you know.
100 grand a month, I could probably live with that.
Absolutely.
Figure that out somehow.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got groceries, you got rent.
You know. Not if I don't have a house. Right. If I'm making 100 grand a month, I don't know that I may be traveling.
I live in the Matrix.
If I'm doing it on OnlyFans.
Oh, yes, yes.
Live jerking from Milan, Italy.
Oh, yes. In a ski mask.
For $15.99 a month.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the thing. You got to create content. So, like, if Shelby was on there, I don't know. Dog, what are you going to do?
Well, yeah.
What would you do for your content? You looking at me? Hey.
We've got in the news elsewhere. Some good news for the
yay
sex workers that were making money. I mean, I guess like they said, you know, you wouldn't trust them now.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You wait around and all of a sudden somebody's going to get in these motherfuckers' ear and they're going to say, "Listen, We gotta fucking clean house and we gotta go mainstream. Why wouldn't you get on another platform?" And maybe the other platform didn't take 20% or 15%. Maybe they take less money.
Yeah. We do have I was talking about Owen Schroyer. I get sidetracked. Owen is now been charged with disorderly conduct and entering a restricted area for his actions on the 6th. And during the weekend, he began raising funds for his legal defense, first on GoFundMe.
Yes.
Then that got removed because GoFundMe isn't allowing January 6th insurrectionists to crowdfund.
Oh, wow. Well, of course. I mean.
Then, so he moved to Give, Send, Go. A Christian crowdfunding site.
Oh, my God. That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
He professes his innocence, claims he will turn... he did turn himself in Monday morning. But as of Monday, I don't know what it is now, but as of Monday... Schroyer had raised over $160,000 on Give, Send, Go.
Holy fucking shit. Give, Send, Go. So all of your charity requests has to be about, like, Jesus or something? Or Jesus based?
I don't know. It proclaims itself to be the number one free Christian crowdfunding site. Does that mean they don't take money?
Right, right.
In February, Right Wing Watch reported members of the Proud Boys facing federal charges began raising money on that platform.
Oh, okay.
Also,
the Proud Boys.
But
it's a Christian funding site.
A data breach of the site, so it's very secure.
Yes.
In April, showed that hate group Proud Boys and their members raised over $375,000.
Damn.
Through at least 11 different campaigns on Give, Send, Go.
But it's a Christian funding.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay, so what are the Proud Boys? I guess they're Christian-y or something
like
that?
Yes, yeah.
Turn the other cheek, we're racist.
Or they just, you know, put one under their own name.
Right.
They don't say their affiliation with the Proud Boys.
Yeah.
They just say, you know, good Christian looking to
raise
money to buy another AR-15.
It's always about the guns.
After 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse shot and killed two protesters, wounded the third at a BLM protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year.
Yes.
A Give, Send, Go campaign launched by his supporters raised over $585,000.
Damn!
For his legal defense.
Hey, Give, Send, Pray, or whoever you are, I don't know. It seems like your clientele is caca. They're insurrectionists.
On the eve of the insurrection, Schroyer addressed a crowd at the so-called Stop the Steal rally in the Freedom Plaza in Washington, claiming the election was stolen from Trump and, quote, crooked politicians that occupy Capitol are in fear right now.
Oh, yes.
Quote, for too long now, the people have feared the government. Well, in January 2021, that changes.
Well, I mean, people fear, I don't know. I had a healthy fear of the government when Trump was in charge. I mean, who wouldn't?
Americans are ready to fight. We're not exactly sure what that's going to look like, perhaps in a couple of weeks, if we can't stop this certification of the fraudulent election. So, right there, he says, if we can't stop the certification.
Right. But I'm a little confused. What are they stopping? What are they going to stop that's going to say, and Joe Biden's going to be like, you know, Major, they stopped the certification. We got to pack up and go home. Okay, I'm sorry, we're just done.
We'll just say, right, yeah, let's just let Trump have it.
Yeah. Everybody's going to pack up their shit and go away.
We are the new revolution, he yelled the night before they stormed the Capitol.
Oh, my God. I have a question. This is probably stupid, but, like, if Trump is reinstalled, does that mean Mike Pence is still vice president?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, because he ran with him.
Yeah. He also had to run when they tried to hang him.
It's going to be an awkward...
Mike Pence might have...
an awkward inaugural ball.
Do you think Mike is pissed and how he's been treated? I mean, you think he's mad? Yes. He's like, dude, I was did he have to run at all during the insurrection? Like physically, like run away from the lynch mob?
But he doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
He does, but God. But the calculus is that he's still got to suck Trump cock in order to hope that he could try to run for 2024.
Mike, why don't you get back in radio or something like that? You did that. You were good at that, right? He was a dumb fucking right-wing nut job radio host. Well, do that, yeah. You stupid fuck. You're going to get hung.
So Schroyer, in the complaint against him, the DOJ claims that his actions on the 5th and 6th also violate a deferred prosecution agreement he had after he was arrested for disrupting the House impeachment proceedings.
Yay!
Against then-President Trump in December 2019.
Damn!
He agreed to complete 32 hours of community service, which he has yet to complete. 32 hours!
I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's a... Shouldn't they just do that right away? I don't know.
And quote, not utter loud, threatening, or abusive language or engage in any disorderly or disruptive conduct at any place upon... Okay, blah, 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 blah.
Don't be crazy and violent in public. Is that the gist of that one?
Yeah, on the Capitol grounds or within any of the Capitol buildings specifically.
Yeah.
With intent to impede, disrupt, or disrupt the orderly conduct of any session in Congress. Specifically, his order. And then he went... on the 5th and 6th.
Yes.
And tried to disrupt.
Let me understand something. You have to tell maggots to not disrupt when Congress is doing shit. You have to tell them this.
Yes.
It's crazy.
He did not enter the building, though.
Yay, good job, fuck
nut. And he's just facing misdemeanor charges.
Yay, you almost made it. You almost did.
As the rally drew to a close, Schroyer could be heard leading a crowd of Trump supporters in a chant of 1776 as they marched to the Capitol.
They were just chanting the date?
1776, 1776.
What does that mean to them? I mean, why that one? It's something about...
It's the revolution.
No one would want to go back in time.
Today we marched for the Capitol because on this historic January 6, 2021, we have to let our congressmen and women know, and we have to let Mike Pence know they stole the election. We know they stole it, and we aren't going to accept it.
That's exactly what Trump said. Remember? He's like, we know they did. We know they stole it.
You know it, and I know it, and everyone knows it.
And now Mike Pence, we're going to go get him. He probably liked it. Probably like, Mr. President, did you see they're building a gallows for Mike?
Good.
I think that's funny.
You're right.
Kevin McCarthy's being a bitch on the phone right now. I don't give a shit.
Ron Jeremy trending.
Uh-oh. I'm guessing he died or he's in jail.
Oh, no, he's...
For the rape.
Holy shit, indicted on 30 more sexual assault counts.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Involving 21 alleged victims.
You know, and I'm a pretty
good
judge of people, and he's always seemed creepy.
That's Thank going you. Out on a limb there.
That's right. How gross that he made hot sauce. Remember that? The Jeremy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Ron Jeremy. Yeah,
Who wants that? Who wants any kind of food product? I mean, no offense. I don't have a problem with porno actors or anything like that. That's fine. That's your gig. But I don't want you.
Porno actor hot sauce.
Something I don't want. I don't know why exactly. I'm not a big hot sauce fan, and I don't think I need it from Ron Jeremy. I mean, does he keep it? He just seems like a guy that would. He seems like a guy that can't store food properly. I don't know.
And Dan Vanderswag.
What?
That's my father-in-law right there speaking on behalf of his grandkids. You with that diaper on your face, if he farted right now, could you smell it?
What is
this? This is a County Board of Commissioners meeting in Ottawa County, Michigan. He's talking about wearing masks. He's saying, you got that diaper on your face.
Oh, my God. We're just trying not to die, dumb fuck.
Let's call him a middle-aged white load of a human being.
Right.
His grandkids. You with that diaper on your face, if he farted right now, could you smell it? That's how stupid this is. We're all playing games here with people's lives, and I'm sick of it. I represent all these hardworking guys that couldn't be here today to take off work to put up with this BS that you guys are putting down. And there's hell coming. There's hell coming, and I'm not doing it to threaten anybody.
Oh, yes, you are.
I mean, you know, the tone, I would say, from the very tone of this is threatening. He sounds very upsetty pants about something. God.
A mask mandate in the county.
I mean, it's just wearing a mask.
To help save people.
You know what I don't understand is that we wear masks and, well, we don't. I'm not a surgeon. But when we scrub in to operate on people, we always wear masks the whole time.
Yes.
The whole time. Yeah. Sometimes these surgeries.
And they generally don't pass out. Hours. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, right. I don't know. And it would never occur to some dog. It's like, oh man, this mask is like, it's bad for me. Everything I'm breathing out gets collected in here. Now it's making me sick. I mean, you know, let me take this off and just breathe into this.
Not anybody, but there's a lot of good guys out there ready to do bad things soon.
There's a lot of good guys ready to do bad things soon. Then they're not good guys.
Is he quoting song lyrics
if
or something?
If they're ready to do bad things in the name of mask mandates, they're not good guys.
Right. I concur. It's just a mask. Why do you have to get so violent? What is your problem? What is these people...
I thought you were done.
No, go ahead.
Between
go
each
ahead.
One, I was starting the clip back. Yeah. I wasn't sure. Are you done?
Yes.
Watch what's coming. These mandates are against the Nuremberg codes. The first one states voluntary.
Oh, now this is where it gets fascinating.
What is voluntary?
The first one states, and he looks down at his notes.
Yes.
Which are written on the back of his left hand.
God damn.
The Nuremberg codes. He wrote the quote on the back of his left hand.
Jeez.
States voluntary informed consent. Mm-hmm. Are you a Nazi?
So he wrote voluntary informed consent on his arm.
God damn. He wanted to remember that. Voluntary informed consent. Are you a Nazi?
He needed to write that down.
Yes.
Those three words.
Yeah, I would think so.
Are you a Nazi? What is it? They send my dad off to Vietnam and fight for the country, but you're going to tell him to wear a mask?
Sir,
yes. Yes, we'd like to keep him alive and inexplicably keep you alive.
That's fucking
you
crazy.
Fucking moron, asshole, selfish, whiny little toddler bitch baby. Here's another one.
And they always start at a crazy place. Whoa. Like, this guy is caterwauling. And what the fuck? It really is. It's just a mask. It's not a diaper, you dumb fuck. I mean, do you wear a Band-Aid? If you broke your leg, would you put a cast on? Do you wear a seatbelt? Does he wear condoms?
Get off of Vietnam and fight for the country, but you're going to tell him to wear a mask?
Sir,
I appreciate the fact that I can't control myself. There's a lot of other guys that control myself, that can't control themselves.
Talk to me.
That's why.
So, you need, this is another thing that drives me crazy, is these people who just are like, well, I understand that I'm a flaming asshole, so, you know, but I'm absolved of my behavior then.
You're being the flaming asshole to someone else.
Hey, I know I like to knock the wife around a little bit. You know, I feel bad about it after.
But
a couple days after.
Yeah. It's a lot of crazy right-wing nut job brain jujitsu that's
just
going on here.
No accountability for his own behavior.
He's justified.
I know I'm acting like an asshole. Maybe they should have sent somebody else. They would be able to control themselves.
You know, it really is kind of getting at the narrative that people say, well, I don't want to wear a mask because the CDC and the government hasn't been right about the pandemic or something like that. Let's say that's the case. Why would that still change the fact that you need to wear a mask?
I
don't know.
Him to wear a mask?
Sir.
I appreciate the fact that I can't control myself. There's a lot of other guys that control myself, that can't control themselves.
Talk to me.
That's why they're not here right now. I have nothing else to say. Do what's right. There's a lot of bad things coming.
Jeez.
grabs his keys that he had put on the lectern.
God damn.
Turns and walks away.
Do you think he rehearsed?
I don't think so. He had to write down whatever that phrase was that I've forgotten. Yeah. Maybe I would have had to write it down, maybe.
Involuntary, some bullshit.
That's all the in-person public comment. We do have 11 current.
People are applauding that it's the end of comments.
That they don't like that guy, right?
I would hope, yeah. I would hope.
Boy, I tell you, man, nothing should make anybody more nervous than like anti-mask holes at city council meetings. Oh, God.
So there's another one. Ottawa County, Michigan.
How many of these have we played?
A gazillion of them.
It's like, I think because like Donald Trump has these crazy theories about the election, how you can overturn it and shit like that, that these maggots somehow, I don't know. They
start buying into the other conspiracies. And with the algorithms on fucking Facebook and on... did you see the story about Facebook, by the way?
No.
Facebook was crowing about... their July numbers, maybe, about misinformation and COVID stuff and everything. And somebody was like, oh, well, you know, why didn't you release the June numbers for that or whatever? Facebook finally released the June data, and the number one post shared and interacted with in June was a misinformation COVID post.
Of course.
On Facebook. Of course. Now they're like, oh, well.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
Yeah.
But we're fucked. I don't know.
So that shit's still going on.
Yeah. No. But it's like with these school boards, some these people, like, didn't we do a story last week where a group of people got together and at the school board meeting, for some reason, they jumped up and informed
elected their own school board after the school board had left.
Why do they think that's legal? Because the only thing I can figure is they see Trump doing all this weird shit.
They
Rudy's
said, we have these... a quorum, but they decided they just had a bunch of people that were there watching. That's not a quorum.
Do you know what a quorum is?
You're not an official member of anything. You have to have an election.
Yes.
You would have to. You're not a quorum for the county.
Is this a quorum for anything?
Eight assholes are not a quorum.
Us three right now. Quorum or no?
The dog?
Yes.
What's the organization? Crab diving?
It's a quorum. Oh, they were a quorum.
Sure.
Bring it, motherfuckers.
Two of the three would be a quorum.
Yeah. But probably. They didn't have a quorum. They just had a bunch of fucking assholes.
But yeah, they declared themselves a quorum of what? I don't know. And then elected themselves as school board commissioners.
Well, I think the success, the victory is that we found that in America, having PE teachers teach civics and things like that has been a good call. That's been good, right? That's treated us well. It's been a good choice. It's not giving a
What's
fuck.
What's living with that guy like?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
His wife.
Oh, God.
His kids living in terror.
Everybody's
that monster.
Drunk and stoned. They it's escapism. Get me out of here.
We do. Oh, Rachel Maddow, by the way, will be ending her daily show.
What?
And we'll be doing a weekly show.
Fuck that.
Starting like next year or something.
God, we're doing
like
a daily fucking show, Rachel. We're doing a daily show with less resources, but you don't want to do your show. What the fuck? I like your show.
And they're going to be paying her a whole lot of money to be staying home more.
God damn it, Rachel.
According to four people familiar with the matter, to keep her through the 2024 election, they will be paying her $30 million per year.
God, that's great. That's good money, I mean, I think, for election coverage. You know,
her nightly broadcast will end next year.
That sucks.
Instead, she will host a weekly program.
Boo!
That will air about 30 weeks out of the year.
Wow, 30 whole fucking weeks. How many weeks is crab diving? Every week! Every week, Rachel, and you well, have a whole I'll, bunch of fucking people.
Call us. Well, I'll take less than 30 mil.
Yeah, shit, man. Call the crabs. We
get us
every
cheap.
Fucking day, man. It's like we don't want to work anymore. Sucks.
The
once a week. How long is the show going to be?
Said it was a deal breaker for her to have a schedule allowing more time for family.
Oh.
Under the terms of the agreement, a nightly show her nightly show will cease to air around next spring.
But here's the thing. She's still doing a TV show once a week. That's still a lot of work. What's
well,
the wife
she'll
saying?
Be doing other
Susan,
shit.
She's not going to have time for you, Susan. She's a television mogul. That's who you married. Let her be a fucking mogul.
The new contract will also give her a wide range of opportunities across the news and entertainment divisions as she looks to develop podcasts, documentaries, and other types of multimedia projects.
Whatever. She'll just put her money on her name on that shit and make tons of fucking money. But the show is it's the best show every day. I listen to that show every fucking day. I listen to the podcast. What the fuck? This is horrible news. Was Lawrence still going to be on, or what happened?
I don't know what his contract is.
It's
going to
go on, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be Chris Hayes, and then what? No Rachel? Chris, you tell me it's going to be Chris Hayes, Lawrence O'Donnell, Brian Williams?
So now it says they're really scrambling to try to find somebody that can fill her slot.
What? Why? Why are you scrambling? What planning is this? You just lost Rachel fucking
Well, they didn't lose her.
Mad out. No, she was 5 days a week. Now she's 1 day a
well,
week.
Well, right.
You just lost Rachel Mad out.
Because she doesn't, and she's going to make more money.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, what are they going to put in her? What are they
Well,
gonna,
I don't know. Yeah.
Who
that's
the fuck?
That's the point.
And my problem
That's
with
why
that.
They said stick around until the 2024, but that's yes. only going to be, she's not going to be nightly at that point.
Here's my thing. The problem with that is, this is how I feel about MSNBC. Rachel. And then Brian. Rachel, Brian.
And Brian that, Williams.
Yeah. And that Mediasan guy.
Mediasan, yeah.
You know, I just don't know. But no Rachel, that sucks. That's like the Oakland A's. They just wake up one day and you know what? We're going to get rid of Mark McGwire. Who gives a fuck? He's just going to be gone. We're going to use him one game a week. This is insane. Jeez, Rachel. You think Susan was getting on to her for working too much or something? Jeez.
What is this?
I think he's a kook. I think he's crazy. I think he's unfit for office.
Oh, that's Lindsay.
That's Lindsay.
Yeah, that's Lindsay.
Talking about Trump?
Talking about Trump in 2015. Yeah.
Then what are you, dude? That's crazy.
You hate the new standing up show. She doesn't like it at all.
Yeah, I think I like it.
The standing up?
Yeah.
Oh, I like the standing up, yeah.
Right.
The reason Lindsay is trending is because he is calling for Biden's impeachment.
Right. it's like he's...
Because of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
He says, This is the most dishonorable thing a commander-in-chief has done maybe in modern times.
Jesus Christ.
This is the most dishonorable thing a commander-in-chief has done in modern times after Trump.
Right. But Trump did it. Right. This is Trump's agreement.
Yes.
Right. And so, like, it's hard. You can't really talk about this without talking about Trump's shitty agreement with the Taliban, right?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, so, I don't know.
He negotiated getting that dude out of jail.
Yeah.
We do have, also, she's just barking. She's just a fool.
Yeah.
I've got here, where is my, this is,
I mean, congratulations to Rachel Maddow. I didn't mean to be such a dick about it, but I just think they're scrambling to find someone to fill her shoes. Hey, why aren't you always looking? If you should always be looking, like if your star is Rachel Maddow and you run that, I would wake up every morning and think, oh my God, what if Rachel leaves? What am I going to do? You got to have a plan.
Well, yeah, it sounds like they were doing that, and that's why they gave her everything she wanted. Yeah. Just to keep her around, because they were kind of blindsided.
How old is she?
40-something?
40-something? Rachel, Brian Williams is like 87. That motherfucker is there every night at like 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, he's there late. You know, he goes out and gets drinks afterwards. Jeez, man, I don't get it. You know, get her 40s? Crank out some more shit. You know, come on. 40s.
Let me see.
That's nothing.
If I still have...
You know, one time I saw Sam Donaldson in Los Angeles. I was at the Getty.
Oh, at the Getty, you said, yeah.
Yeah, and it was shocking.
You rode the elevator with him, didn't you?
Yes, I was right next to him. And it was shocking because I honestly thought, this would sound horrible, I thought the guy was dead. Okay? Sam Donaldson didn't take one fucking day off. That's all. Richard Engel went to Afghanistan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Hey, this guy, Rachel, what's she want to do? Bass fish? She fishes?
Sam Donaldson's still with us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, wow.
87 years young.
Well, congratulations, Sam. I was shocked to see you alive. I thought you had died. So it's good news.
1934.
You know, it's like, it's not a good way. If you see some, wow. You see somebody in an elevator, you can't really lead with, oh my God, I thought you were dead. You can't. You just don't say anything. You just stare at the ground.
In the same vein of what's going on at the school board meetings and shit, this is CNN reporter... he's the Irish dude, Donnie O'Sullivan. He has been going to these Trump rallies.
Oh, God.
And going to these places and interviewing these people and trying to
wear a mask,
like, treat them like humans and actually try to figure out what's going on.
How's that going for you?
Like, for example, here he is, at the Iowa State Fair a little while ago.
Would you consider getting the vaccine if more businesses, there's parts of the country now where you can only go into a restaurant if you have proof of a vaccine?
No, I'm not for that. This is America, and...
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I'm not for that. This is America. I'm not getting the vaccine.
Right, that means this guy is wearing a thin blue line shirt. That means this guy is wearing some Trump flair. You know what I mean? This guy has 18 guns and, you know, a little Nazi shrine in his fucking basement.
Iowa State Fair.
Yeah. Oh,
so this, I believe, I think this is the Alabama rally last week.
Ugh. Don't they have COVID?
Oh, God, it's so quiet. Why are these clips so damn fucking quiet?
Don't they have COVID in Alabama, though? I mean, should they be really having a rally where everyone gets together, lick, 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 breathe, 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 suck, 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 COVID?
Well, yeah.
They're not worried about that?
No.
Alabama doesn't give a fuck.
They're not really, yeah.
Neither does Florida.
I mean, Kay Ivey, even when they were talking about it, she's like, well, I don't know what you want me to do. I told everybody to wear a mask, and I told everybody, I know what you want me to do.
Wait, when was the last time you heard an effective leader say, I don't know what you want me to do about it. You're the do something, motherfucker. I mean, you can do something.
What do you want me to do?
Go out. You know what you do? You go out at a podium and you tell your constituents to wear a fucking mask every day. That's what you do.
And
now we've got an ad playing
1980s on the video music.
This is CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan speaking to a Trump supporter.
Yay.
You're in Alabama, where Donald Trump held a rally, and it really seemed from the folks that you talked to that the election isn't over for them.
No, not at all, Brianna. And we are expected to see the final report from that sham audit in Arizona. sort of the
from that sham audit in Arizona. And yeah, that's coming soon, by the way.
Why do they still have our machines? Our machines. And you can't use these machines anymore.
Oh, yeah, they got to buy new ones in Maricopa.
Great.
But listen to this guy.
Biggest manifestation of the big lie about the election. And folks we've been speaking to here and across the country, Trump supporters are looking at these audits, hoping somehow that it's going to bring him back. Have a listen.
Yes. I'm a Trump supporter. Honey, I can't wait till him get back in office. I know he won the election, and he's coming back.
God damn.
This is an older lady in her probably 70s,
hell
I would
yeah.
say.
He's coming back.
Listen how excited she is.
What's he going to do? Is he going to ride up an escalator this time instead of down?
This was in Coleman, Alabama.
You know,
he's going to rappel down from a hot air balloon.
You know, I've been to Coleman. I drove through Coleman when I did that show last month.
Oh, when you went to Birmingham?
I was in Birmingham, yes. They don't need a Trump rally. Everybody's in it to win.
they don't need to rally, you're suggesting?
There's so many signs, and there's so many, like, thin blue line flags and Confederate flags. It's the culture out there sucks.
Lynching trees.
Ugh, what do we do about this culture? How do we get theater, the arts, literature? How do we get things like that make people...
That shit needs to be emphasized early. In education.
Make people learn that
exactly.
shit. Exactly. Learn this shit. Read this shit. It's
no, you
good.
Gotta teach STEM so that they can have important jobs and you know, and finance jobs too. That's really important.
What are they? Yeah.
Goldman Sachs guys, that's really important for the world.
Critical race theory.
Back in office. I know he won the election and he's coming back. Can't wait.
You think he might run again in 2024?
He ain't gonna have to. He's already our president. God's going to put him back in there. He's going to reinstate President Trump.
I don't think there's going to be a 2024 election until we get...
So that's her. Now, this guy's pretty scary.
Right.
President Trump.
I don't think there's going to be a 2024 election until we get the 2020 resolved.
There's no way at this point to overturn the 2020 election, right?
No, there's always a way. There's always a way.
There's no conflict.
Just wait till the audits are out. There's millions of...
Just wait till these audits are out.
God damn.
There's always a way. There's always a way.
Wait. They're not even... Are they audits? I mean, it's a weird
no,
thing.
No, they're frauded.
So what are they doing? I'm trying to understand, because I've had plenty of temp jobs in my life, office jobs, where it's like, I am, let's just say, pretending to do things. I'm moving around paper. You know what I mean? Is that what they're doing? Because it's not a real audit.
Were checking for bamboo fibers, right. Don't forget, and Cheeto dust.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. But you know, Rachel Maddow, who thinks the news is finished and she's going to go. She only need to do one night a week, guys. Just one fucking night a week, I guess. It's all we need.
Well, I am still mad at Jon Stewart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes. Of fucking course, man. I don't know.
Who's got a new show coming up?
Oh, good. What is it about? What does he talk about?
It's going to be some political thing on Apple TV, I think.
Oh, okay.
Here's this guy talking to Donnie Sullivan at the Trump rally.
Just wait till the audits are out. There's millions of guns here. You know, it took 11 days for them to take over Afghanistan. I wonder how many days. Just ask for a friend how many days it'd take the Patriots to take over this country.
What?
There's millions of guns here. It took them 11 days for the Taliban to take over Afghanistan. Just ask them how long it's going to take, would take patriots to take over this country.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. You know, if you look at the...
Because we're going to come in and rape all those women just like them. We won't do that, too.
Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they?
Of course they would.
That'd be their expectation. They just saw the insurrection. I mean, these fucking maggot waddlers just... They just flounced on into the Capitol, started breaking shit, burning shit. Somebody took a shit.
I'm shitting shit.
They took a shit in there. I mean, you know. I don't know.
Let me finish this here.
God.
Teachers take over this country. Think about it.
You don't want that to happen here.
I don't want it to happen, but if our country and our government and our Congress and Biden and them don't get their heads out of their butt, it's going to happen. I assure you, it's coming.
Yeah, you know, good take. Good talk. Okay, good.
Thanks.
That
good
makes
talk.
A lot of sense.
Yeah.
I mean, Biden, how old is
we'll
Biden?
We'll see at the Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, is he 80 or something?
70.
How the fuck? He's very limber. He's got his head in his asshole.
Oh, yeah.
He's got Biden mm-hmm. They got to get him head out of their ass or something. They're going to do it very quickly or you don't know. I don't understand. What is the sentiment? Like, if Biden doesn't get his head out of his ass quickly, the Proud Boys are going to take over and reinstate Trump?
I don't want it to happen, but if our country, our government, our Congress, and Biden don't get their heads out their butt, it's going to happen. I assure you, it's coming.
Who is this guy? Is this a senator?
Well, he could be. Might as well be.
Is this Louis Gohmert?
But listen to him, little gherkin stiff in.
Ooh.
His cargo pants over the Taliban.
He's got an insurrectionist erection. He's hard over this shit.
Look at the Taliban. They know what they're doing. That's going to happen here.
These guys, I think with these guys, they have all these guns. Like, this guy mentioned guns. So he has a shiny toy that he wants to play with. That's what's happening.
Well, yeah.
He wants to play. I don't know what he wants to play. Insurrectionist?
You know, he wants to shoot the black ones, I'm sure.
You know, I was talking to this dumb fucking, this guy. I was talking to this dumb fucking comic the other night, and I mentioned, I never do this. I never talk politics to comedians because it's usually disappointing. And this was the case. I said, somebody said something about Trump, and I said, well, Trump's a fucking Nazi, please. And the guy was like, I don't give a fuck. The guy was like, oh, that's not true. It's not it at all. What do you think it is? I said, what do you think it is? The leftists? He was like, yeah. Oh, of course. It's always the leftists. Why? Because they say, hey, that's racist. You're calling it out.
Oh, I don't think I told the story when the air conditioning guys were here.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago. And they had to go in the attic and fix some shit. It was an older guy and a young guy.
Yes.
And the young dude was talking to me. He was pretty funny, but he was just, you know, talking like this. And he's like, oh, really? But then he was like, so you do podcast or something? I was like, what? And then, but yeah. I realized the entrance to the attic is in the studio. So he is seeing all the microphones and everything. And, I had taken down one of the signage.
Okay.
The Jesus thing. I always take that down when people are coming in the house because that could be offensive.
Right.
But
it's not. It's Jesus is a lion, and then he's crucified, and he says something in Spanish there, and then
El sacrificio,
there's a lamb.
Yeah.
What does he say? He's a sacrificio.
Sacrifice, yeah.
And then this lamb. That might be a Bichon Frise. That might be a dog.
Yeah, we have it ironically.
Is that a dog or a lamb? Under Jesus.
Oh, I don't know. It could be a Lhasa Apso.
Why is there a lamb?
Haircut.
Why is there a lion in the sky, though? That's not in the book about the Bible.
So he asked, and I was like, oh, yeah. You know, I do voiceovers, and then we do a podcast, and moving along.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, you did voiceovers and stuff? I said, yeah, I'm an actor. I said, he goes, how long have you been here? I said, well, I moved from Los Angeles. And he's like, oh, how was it out there? And I said, well, you know, it's okay. And
so yay.
The business is... you know, kind of
shitty,
a bunch of assholes,
yes.
Basically. And I said, the whole town, you know, is kind of built around the business. He goes, yeah, and all the Democrats.
And that?
I was, yeah. I
damn,
was
like, oh, yeah. All those Democrats,
yeah, all those fucking Democrats out there, you know.
Hey, well, good news, air conditioning repair person. All those Democrats in California don't matter with our electoral college. Right?
I guess I didn't smell like a liberal or something.
Oh,
so.
You did, please. You didn't pronounce anything like, you didn't say Birmingham. You're like Birmingham. Mm-mm. No, these maggots can tell. They're always on the lookout.
He was a nice guy, though. I mean, you could tell he was
nice. White. Yeah.
He seemed like he wasn't being mean about it. He was just like, all those Democrats. That's why it's so shitty out there, is because all those Democrats.
It's kind of what they always say. They're like, well, you know, it's these Democrats, these leftists. They're being divisive. They're making, they're being divisive.
We're being divisive.
They're making us. Yes. It's crazy.
We're being divisive because we won't comply with their authoritarian fascist demands.
Yeah, yeah.
How dare we be divisive?
I don't know. I don't know how you deal with these snowflakes and not hurt their fucking feelings too. You know what I mean? Like, it's just in general. It's like at comedy shows, there's always these drunks in the back of the room, and sometimes I tell them to be quiet, and they get so upset and butthurt. But they are always these little snowflakes, these little right wing nut job. Crusty old snowflakes. They're just so up. Oh, I can't believe you asked me to be quiet. God. This is the grievance generation. My God. Barack Obama. Let me explain something real quick, fuckheads. Barack Obama was president. Barack Obama is black. Okay? Okay.
Oh, they know.
Are we okay?
Oh, they remember.
Do know that. Yes. God.
Oh, they remember.
Children.
We do have other shit news coming up on Faithless Friday. Don't forget on Friday.
That's right, Pat. Jesus, Jesus, fucking Jesus.
Right, that's the subtitle.
Right. What's Jesus up to today?
Marjorie Taylor Greene has got nothing else to do. I'm sure the people of her district are very proud of her.
Is this the insurrectionist legislator?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Here, so all she does now is just like make YouTube and TikTok videos and doing crazy shit. And Nancy was demanding an apology or somebody. Oh no, the first lady. Oh wait, that's a different one. Fox News. One of the talking morons on Fox blamed Jill Biden for the Afghanistan crisis.
Oh yes, perfect. Jill?
Jill Biden.
Okay.
Because she knows that Joe Biden is mentally impaired, right, and she still supported him to be president and still walks around pretending like he knows what's going on and is president.
Does she hold his ear trumpet or something?
So the chief of staff for the first lady is demanding an apology.
Hell yes!
From this idiot at Fox.
Wait, excuse me. You're burying the lead. The first lady has a chief of staff and they're doing stuff in there?
Well, Melania had a chief of staff.
Did she?
You don't think those trees put themselves up?
I don't know.
The fucking Christmas trees.
Was that her chief of staff she was talking to?
No.
She had a chief of staff.
Yeah, everyone does. Yeah, they all do.
What kind of tennis rackets do you want at this pavilion you're building, Melania?
Melanie. Here it is. This is... the First Lady's press secretary called for an apology from Fox News and host Rachel Campos Duffy over the weekend said Jill Biden failed the country by letting her husband run for president.
Yeah, okay.
She blaming Biden's mental state for what's going on with the shitstorm in Afghanistan.
How can anyone, listen, honestly, how can we have President Trump and then we're going to talk about, okay, Biden's mental state? I mean, you know, and not... What about the last guy's mental state? What about the last guy's mental state?
Campos Duffy said, quote, the most patriotic thing Jill Biden could have done was tell her husband to love her husband and not let him run in this mental state that he's in. I think she failed the country as well.
Then what of Melania? Did she too fail the country? Did she fail the country?
She said, when you look at what's hurting America, when you look at this lack of leadership and you wonder, who are the people responsible for putting someone this incompetent and frankly this, you know, mentally frail in this position?
Oh,
I'm sorry. As a political spouse, I can't help but look at Jill Biden. No one knew better his state of mind than Dr. Jill Biden.
Jesus. Mentally frail. Our last president couldn't read more than a page of words before he would, I don't know what happened. His brain would overheat. Mentally frail.
So those fucking assholes.
Yeah,
I don't know
so
how
stupid.
I got to that story, but
I didn't even know. To me, this is what happened.
Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Somehow I transitioned over to this. But what?
You know what's bothering me is that it's like Trump was president and now he's not, and now it's Joe Biden. And so now everybody's like, Joe Biden has Alzheimer's or has dementia or some shit like that.
Sleepy Joe.
But we just had this Trump happen. Are we over it now? Are we over his mental illness and all the shit he did? Now we're just going to jump on Joe Biden because he's old. That's it.
We're not.
God, this is the dumbest shit ever. Ugh. And the thing is, Joe Biden, let's say he's having these dementia episodes that don't exist. Is he surrounded by people that are better than like Mark Meadows and Stephen?
I would hope. Yeah.
God. Okay.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Congress. So it is imperative that we step forward and do our duty, not only as members of Congress, but as citizens of the United States of America, protect our homeland. And we have to get this regime out of power, who are nothing but communists. And they showed us exactly who they are through this budget and infrastructure deal. And so.
Oh, I know. The other day she said Joe Biden's a piece of shit. In a video.
That's right.
And Congress, you know, decent people of Congress were outraged.
Yes. Joe Biden, you can't say, we do have the Electoral College, but we're outraged that Joe Biden said, he said Joe Biden's a piece of shit. I don't know.
She says, I'm not going to play the rest of this. I'm calling for the Republicans to stop waiting. I'm calling for Republican members of Congress to start the impeachment process. There's nothing to wait for. The American people are already ahead of Republicans because if the coin was flipped, Steve, this guy is interviewing her. If this was President Trump, they would not only impeach him, they would have had him in jail. He would never see the light of day again. They would arrest many members of his administration. It would look like communist China. These people would disappear.
Wait. Bob Mueller said, if I could indict this fucker or arrest this fucker, I would.
No, he did not, Ryan.
Right. What did he say?
Bill Barr told us that
he wrote a summary.
That the president was exonerated.
If you're writing a summary about the findings of something and you get you summarize the findings incorrectly, then I think you failed.
So, but think about this. If we lose the House and Senate.
Yes.
They are going to impeach Joe Biden for nothing. They're telegraphing it already.
Yeah, it just seems like it's unfair. Like
if some idiot decides to put articles of impeachment, you think Kevin McCarthy is going to say, no, we're not going to do that. That's crazy.
Of course not. I don't know.
For utterly nothing.
So fucking stupid. Impeaching, we want to get through the pandemic. Isn't anybody a little discouraged that we're not through the pandemic yet? Isn't anyone like disturbed that we're where we are?
Well, and what they don't realize is if they impeach Joe, Kamala's president.
Yeah, I would think you guys
but
like
I'm
that.
Sure they'll figure out a way to impeach her too, because you know.
Well, the narrative there would be she's not even for real. She's not a real whatever the fuck. Right. And so then the Speaker of the House would be president, which would be Nancy.
Well, they can't have that. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, that would be Kevin McCarthy.
Can you impeach
President Kevin McCarthy?
That's not real. That can't be real. But like the spirit of the impeachment, what is that? It's supposed to be used to protect the country from a shitty president, right? With his dog.
She just literally took out both knees with her paws. Jumped on the back of my legs.
I'm gonna impeach your ass.
Hey. Get used to this shit. This is the new energy for the show.
Yay.
We're standing up. It's healthier.
Oh yeah.
New poll.
Poll.
This is from Quinnipiac.
Yay.
59% of those surveyed. Right here in the beautiful sovereign state of Florida.
Hey, man!
We're asked if they want Governor Ron DeSantis to run for president in 2024.
Come on. Come on.
59% of those surveyed here in Florida say they do not want him to run for president, including 61% of independents.
That is what is good up. For him. That's great. Because we want to get rid of this guy.
Democrats, 96%.
Yes. Yeah, they get it. Somebody gets it.
Democrats are not fucking around.
Hey, what is this fucking guy doing? What is this guy doing? You live in Florida. Are you not nervous about what Ron DeSantis is up to all the fucking time? This is what it's like living in the South. You don't know what your governor's going to do. Something crazy.
With Florida currently struggling with one of the highest rates of COVID in the country.
Yay!
We got another one. 51% disapprove of DeSantis' handling of the response to the coronavirus. And in fact, the term only 51 was trending because of this. People are like, what, only 51% think he's doing shit on the COVID?
You got to be shitting me.
46% approve.
Come on. Come on! In what way? How do you figure? I would ask that person, here's what DeSantis is doing. What do you like about it? What do you like about it?
In today's poll, Republicans approved 85% in the way he's handling the COVID.
What?
While Democrats disapprove 93% to 6%.
We all hate each other.
Independents are 55-43 disapproving.
Okay, whatever.
Problem is there's a lot of Republicans.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the thing is these people are crazy. How the fuck can so many Republicans love Ron DeSantis?
When it comes to the way DeSantis is handling public schools, his approval rating with the in regards to the COVID, 44%, 51% disapprove.
Perfect.
Overall job performance, 47% approve, 45 disapprove. He's above water in Florida overall approval.
It really makes you feel helpless. There's nothing about... If you could say two things this year DeSantis has done that you like, go. Two things, that's it.
I can't.
You'd have to do some research, wouldn't you? I mean, God, it's impossible. I just don't understand.
Stumbled into the right decision at some point.
Yeah.
Voters in Florida give President Joe Biden a 40% approval, 53% disapproval.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Senator Rick Scott, 42% approval, 40% disapproval. Rick Scott above water. Senator Marco Rubio.
No.
49% approved, 38% disapproved.
Why? What? Hey, GOP fuckers. What do you see in these people? What's wrong? Are you drunk? Are these people like drunk? They must be drunk. We're on Xannies. Wake up. You are voting for vampires.
Voters say 59-35 they would not like to see Ron DeSantis run for president.
Okay.
Republicans are 67%. In approval of him running for president.
Nationally?
In Florida.
Oh, okay.
Democrats are 96% against, and like I said before, 61% of independents are against.
That number, the Democrats being against him, should show the world something, right? Like, reasonable people do not like Ron DeSantis, right?
The pollster says, do Florida voters want to send DeSantis back to Tallahassee? It's a toss-up.
No!
But in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, for him, is just now not in the cards, it looks like.
Oh, okay. So he is not going to run for president.
No, he's going to run. Okay. It's just right now, it's not a great poll for him.
Yeah. I mean, I anything that has him with any kind of approval rating in the tens, to me, would be outstanding because he's just such shit. So that means there are people out there that say, I like Ron DeSantis because...
Yeah.
What do they say?
This is horrifying. Voters say 51-44% that they think climate change is going to have a significant negative effect on Florida in their lifetimes. That means 44% of people living in this flooding, roasting, hurricaning state.
Yes.
Say, I don't think climate change is going to affect it in my lifetime.
Maybe they think that what's going on isn't climate change. Maybe they think it's Magneto doing something.
44%.
That's a lot, man. Look out the window. I mean, we live in Florida. We can look out the window here and we can see climate change. You can see some shit.
Damn.
Our street floods every time there's rain. You know, I mean, there's climate change, guys.
That's kind of a bummer. That's depressing.
What do we do with that information?
I don't know. I don't know. Man.
Good luck, everybody.
See, when conservatives are in charge, they teach evil shit.
Oh, most deaf.
We do have a Dallas County judge.
It's just like there's levels of this misinformation. It's like misinformation about climate change. That's one thing. But then this bullshit about the Russians, you know.
Well, how about capitalism?
Yeah, that's true.
How about the misinformation of capitalism drilled into us from the beginning?
Yeah, yeah. Our country was built on slaves and white supremacy.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, you know, the elite class who don't work.
Yes.
It's in their best interest to create drones to do all the work for them.
Right. Right.
And you know, it's a fucked up economic system.
Why is it behooves
them to keep, they have to keep people down.
Right. These elites are like, pick up my shit, make my tacos, fold my laundry.
Sure. Yeah. Trade my stocks.
Are we going to send the cops to beat the shit out of you?
That's what it would come to. That's what the Koch brothers were fighting for.
That's these capitalism,
little,
baby.
These little billionaire fiefdoms that they wanted with their libertarian bullshit ways.
Right.
Which is what it would degrade down into.
Yeah. We're degrading. I don't know what's going on in Florida, but we are degrading into something.
A Dallas County judge has ruled against Texas Governor Greg Abbott's move to ban mask mandates in the state.
Bam! That's good.
Contending that such policy violates the county's ability to reduce the spread of COVID-19.
Wow. Adults, guys. There's an adult in Texas, everybody.
Judge Tanya Parker sided with Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins on Wednesday, issuing a temporary injunction against Abbott's ban on mask mandates.
Yay!
The move will allow the county judge, he's like the leading county official there, he would be like the county commissioner.
Yes.
He ordered a mask mandate, and it will now allow it in addition to similar policies in other local school districts.
Damn!
So those will be able to stay in place.
Wow. Well, that's great. We got to fight for a mask mandate.
Jenkins will now have the ability to issue penalties to individuals who do not comply with the county's policy, which requires masks be worn in businesses, schools, and county-owned buildings.
This is big government. This is freedom. They're taking your freedom. Boo.
Parker wrote in the ruling that the county proved that Dallas County residents will suffer probable, imminent, and irreparable injury through County Judge Jenkins being precluded from exercising his authority.
And we don't know what the long-term effects are of this fucking shit.
All right.
That's creepy. And then this guy saying, don't wear a mask. I mean, shit. That's crazy.
And, you know, you can get the breakthrough infections and stuff like that.
That sucks.
Your cousin.
Yes.
Has a breakthrough infection.
I mean.
And she doesn't feel well.
Right.
I mean, her outcome will be better, unfortunately, because of the vaccine and everything, but she said she's not feeling well.
Right.
And the loss of smell, sense. Right? And
smell.
Taste. That would suck.
Oh, my God, I know.
Because that lasts for a while.
Like, what's a while? Like a month or depends,
it can
right?
be months,
if you're a long hauler. Nobody knows.
So there we go. I'm sure Greg Abbott's going to squeal. Abbott and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, just to remind everyone, under multiple federal corruption indictments.
Yay! Multiple federal
indictments.
Wow. But a
have
bunch.
Been steadfast in their and the Texas Republicans keep electing him.
They love it. He's a maverick. He does illegal shit. Yes.
Greg Abbott, the governor, and the Texas corrupt attorney general have been steadfast in their opposition to mask mandates,
oh, yeah,
contending the decision to wear a face covering is one of personal responsibility. They have, however, endorsed wearing masks.
Yes.
But they don't think there should be men mandates.
Are there no, I thought maybe I'm wrong, were there no ICU beds available for kids in Texas and Mississippi?
One of those
states, like
yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. One of the states. Yeah. Oh, Alabama, was it negative?
Negative ICU.
Negative
beds.
Pediatric ICU.
Wait, what? If we were, does blackface count as a mask?
Public health experts reportedly argued at a hearing that there's a discrepancy between personal health choices and public health decisions, equating the situation to bans on smoking,
yes,
to limit secondhand smoke, where the needs of the community should exceed the personal decision to smoke. Remember some asshole smokers were like irate.
Yeah, yeah.
About not
yes.
being able to smoke inside. It's like, well I don't want to smell your smoke.
Well, move to Florida.
Well, then you can leave.
Move to Florida. There's plenty. Move to Florida. We are coming. We're in the middle of this pandemic here. Florida has smoke inside bars. Many of them. This is fucking nuts.
That is so bizarre to me. Even places in Europe, which is like smoke central.
Yeah, they don't
or
do
there's
that.
A lot of places that are going,
well,
that are going no smoking inside.
We're not Europe.
But holy shit.
You know,
that was great about LA, man.
Yeah, no smoking in the bars. I mean, they did it. Listen, if they made it in Chicago where you can't smoke in the bars, you can do it fucking anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, God. I you know, before it happened in Chicago, I didn't believe they were going to be able to do it. People love smoking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love it.
Well, and there were a bunch of places that for a long time.
Hey,
like,
didn't give a fuck. Yes.
We got to go. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, you're on your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com.
Yay.
Check out what Ryan's doing. He's on the internet at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. And check out his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We will do this stuff again tomorrow, everybody. Have a good evening. Blah, blah, blah.
Fuck Trump.
I don't think you're stupid. I've been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.